Back here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Just playing all of Sue's favorite music today since she's in the studio. No, but I'm playing the music I normally play, which is what I really enjoy. Give a quick plug for Counter Void. And I believe the lead singer of Counter Void, also my brother, will be performing at the Dame by Local car show on September 18th, which is also his birthday, which would be kind of fun. So you know what was fun on my birthday?
I'm going to guess it has something to do with your shirt.
It does. The Bucks won. That was like the best capper to my birthday. I got my Bucks shirt on, my brand new shirt. I also have my Bucks socks on because today it's all about the Bucks for me after, you know, this Devil Radio stuff, which I enjoy and love, of course. But, man, let me tell you how pumped I was Wednesday night. I'm pretty excited about tonight, too. It's a big night. Okay, but that's not what this show is about. But we do love our Milwaukee Bucks. We can talk sports all day, but you can also find that in other places. Let's get back into the show here. Of course, Dame by Local, Sue. We're both members of Dame by Local in a couple of formats, but we know what the organization has done. There's some events coming up, too. And if you head over to damebylocal.com, there are events coming up here soon that are educational, that are informational. I'm involved in one of those, which we'll talk about in a bit. But also, some really great things that our members are doing, community members are doing, chambers of commerce, holding events. So there are things happening around our community, and a really good source to find out about all of it is heading over to damebylocal.com or subscribing to the Dame by Local newsletter, which packages a lot of that stuff together each and every week for you. So really good info at damebylocal.com. Sue Peck, owner of Evolution Financial, evolutionfinplan.com.
Indeed.
Got to get all those things in there, of course, is now going to take over the show. I'm handing you the show because I decided, you know, I started a business here recently, just kind of on the side, following some passions, following some heart, following some motivations for myself, which I've heard been inspired by so many small business owners that I've met through Dame by Local, like Sue, to finally take that step on my own. And so I'm going to toss it over to Sue because I didn't want to interview myself. You know, I didn't want to have to do like multiple voices over the radio.
Would have been entertaining.
I totally could have done it, you know, but still thinks, you know, it's better this way. So I'm giving it to Sue. Sue, you are now the person hosting the show for this segment.
Thank you very much. This very much feels like a client meeting where I stop talking about me and we start talking about you. So you started this business. You started this business, I believe, this year is when you really started getting up and running and doing a lot of stuff. So tell us a little bit about it. What kind of services do you offer?
So the business is At Your Core Communications. It's official. We have the paperwork, all that sort of good stuff. The website has been a little challenging to get to. So the website isn't up officially because I started using WordPress and I was totally unfamiliar with WordPress. And I was trying to do it myself, so we're not there yet. I do have a Facebook presence. I do have an email address. People can contact me, ayccommunications@gmail.com. But the business is really all about communications, PR, communication consulting is what I really want to do and help people with because I think it's such an important piece to nonprofits, businesses, not just that public presence, but also your internal presence. What's happening with your communications inside your business or company or organization? And what that does for your culture when that's good, what that does for your employee retention, what that does for so much by having kind of the inner workings of communication inside your organization, which I think is critical. But then also delivering that publicly is another key element. So those two things I think are huge. And in addition to that, I'm kind of a video nerd. You know, I have a broadcasting degree and really love storytelling and talking to people. I think people are so interesting. Sue and I share that passion and that thought as well. And so I do also want to spend time helping people develop how to tell their stories and help them tell their stories and highlight what their business, what their organizations are all about. So there's some video presence, utilizing YouTube is another facet of what I want to help people with, people that are kind of not taking advantage of that yet, because it's easy. And once you get going on it, it can be a really powerful tool.
And I love that storytelling part of what you do, because that's what people can really relate to. People can kind of hear all of the sales pitches that people throw out, but it doesn't make any sense until you start hearing someone's personal story. And so it's really great that you're teaching other people how to tell their personal stories. And even beyond that, you know, something that I've been doing today is telling the stories of other people, telling what other people have gone through. So that storytelling part is a really important part of this whole communications practice. And I'm really glad that you have that as a part of your business. So how did you decide to start this business?
Well, I've been working as a communications, marketing, PR type professional for about 20 years. And throughout those years, I've worked in a handful of places, a couple of nonprofits, a couple of companies. And almost every place I've been, I've identified that there are just these communication challenges. Like, communication is hard. It really is, because people come from different perspectives. People come from different languages at times. There's industry jargon too that can be really difficult to get through, right? So much of that makes communication hard already. And so, and then you have a lot of people that think they need to communicate in a certain way, or they need to overthink their communication. And that's not really my philosophy either. My philosophy is pretty simple. And this is what motivated me to start the business, because I see all the issues with communication so many places, and I see it at other companies too. And I talked to one of my good friends as well, and he's worked at a number of places, and he's like, every place I've worked, the number one issue, communication. Number one issue, communication. So start your business already, because there's places out there that need help. And really, for me, the biggest philosophy is pretty simple, but it takes some examination. It takes some time to really think about and identify who you are, what you're about. And then you don't necessarily have to come up with slick messaging, because you are representing your best self. And if you represent your best self as a person and you represent your best self as an organization, that will be authentic, that will be clear, and that will give you the biggest impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we've all worked at different places where communication is good and communication is bad. And you can definitely feel it within the culture of the organization, as well as how you portray what that organization is like as you go into the world. I remember having a manager who talked to me about how we talk here, and we use these words because they make us sound smarter. And I remember thinking, no, you use those words because you can't come up with anything else, and that doesn't make you smarter. So really, being your genuine self is what's really going to resonate with a lot of people. And these are important things for people to learn. You're going to be there to teach them and really help them figure out what is most important to them so they can communicate that out into the world. And I just love that. So how can people reach out to you? How can people contact you?
So again, I said there's a Facebook presence. AYCcommunications@gmail.com is the best way to reach out to me as well. And I'll get back to you about opportunities for services. Right now, I'm really kind of doing this. You know, the thing is, my work needs to happen either virtually with you or at your workplace with you. You know, it's all about you, the customer, the client. I have to help you examine, and there's a little work on your part that has to be done too, you know, but that's part of it. I help guide you through the journey. And I think what's really interesting about so many of those things, like you talk about in communication, and I've seen there's plenty of places out there, PR firms, marketing firms, communication places, they're all out there. But my perspective as a broadcast journalist, okay, what was helpful to me and what I think is really critical, even though my brother gives me a hard time for pronouncing either correctly sometimes, and also the word route instead of route now, those are things I learned from my broadcast professor in college. Shout out to Henry Lippold, awesome broadcast professor at UWEC. But in broadcast journalism, you need to, when you tell stories, when you communicate, when you do any work, it has to be understandable to everyone. And so saying fancy words or being overly active with your vocabulary is not the best way to go, because you're going to miss some people in the message. And as a broadcast journalist, in that training, you learn to make sure it's understandable for everyone. And I think that helps me a ton too in the services that I want to provide.
Absolutely. So when you're working with at your core, who do you want to work with?
I really want to work with small businesses as much as possible and organizations, nonprofits. But, you know, if I'm not opposed to working with large companies either. I just think I love the fact that smaller organizations, decisions can be made more quickly. And you can have probably a more personal interaction with them and discussion with them. And then if they want to, if you have suggestions for ways to change, they can enact that change much more quickly than I think some big organizations, or if it's like a local chapter of a national organization, there's all those chains to go through. And so I really would love to work with small businesses. Plus, you know, I just, Sue, we just love small businesses.
Absolutely.
We want to boost them up. We want to help them out. So any way we can. And I think there's a place for that. I also think small businesses, one other key thing I'd love to do for them before we hit the break is that I really would love to help them be able to enhance their social media, enhance the production of their social media and YouTube presence without a costly expense or without overdoing it or having to buy a whole bunch of equipment. So if you're looking for better quality and enhanced social media videos and presence, also that you can use on your website because it's multi-use, and you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money on buying equipment or hiring a big firm for it, I'm your person at Your Core Communications, okay? Check me out. AYCCommunications@gmail.com. Check me out on Facebook, AYC Communications. Sue, thanks so much. We got to head to break, okay? Or is that okay? You're in charge now.
Absolutely. Let's head to break.
All right. We'll be back in just a little bit. We'll talk with Patrick DePula of Salvatore's Tomato Pies in a few minutes. Just take my hand, I'll guide.